Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Good. You had this window. Looks like I have this halo effect on me. Huh?
Exactly. Everyone knows you're not that innocent. Tonight, we're talking about the CAO Fuba Ancorda Robusto. It's a true Robusto, 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Hatsa factory in Honduras. The wrapper's from Honduras. The miner is Cameroon. And the filler is Brazilian Arapiraca, Brazilian Brianca, Honduras, and Nicaragua, blended by Rick Rodriguez. Price point is $7.99. Cigar came out in June of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Really good. In terms of the look of the cigar, spot-on Maduro wrapper shape. The wrapper felt very like almost like a broadleaf kind of a style, right? What it's like, really rustic and hearty. Veins well-pressed, seems pretty tight, almost invisible. Butcher roll felt really well done. Head finish off with a really well applied thick double cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got white pepper, cedar. Smelling the foot, I got this really delicious sweet raisins, white pepper, and sharp cedar. Cold draw, got this like stone fruit, dry, like really jammy plums, and that raisins coming in again, a subtle black pepper. So, I mean, just on that raisin sweet stone fruit note in general. And the plums, I had to give it a really good pre-light score, which doesn't mean shit, but.
Yeah, wrapper is medium brown, some Colorado red in it. Some areas of the wrapper where the colors were darker. There were also a couple of raised veins and seams that were pretty visible due to the color variations. Head finished off with a double cap. Band is rolled up tobacco, kind of like a rope that crisscrosses in the front and then kind of parallel side to side on the back. Aroma for the wrapper was a mix of sweet hay and raisin. Foot gave the kind of the same combination, but it was a bit more pungent. Pre-light draw was a stone fruit sweetness that I kind of likened to peach. So pretty good pre-light. So getting into the flavors, first third to final throw, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, a good mixture. I thought it was like a really good mixture of kind of like different flavor profiles of so it touched like spice, earth, sweetness. I got dry wood, like this earthy bitterness, sweet raisins, and this subtle black pepper coming through. Retrohaling the cigar, deep into black pepper, dry wood, bread, and cream. It just shows the same bread that I got off of the retro, and also dry wood, like a nice palate layering black pepper spice. Strength and body, for the most part, medium. Moving on to the second, third, main difference is the increase in spice. It's by no means overbearing kind of a spice, but it shifts some of that sweetness away. Mouth draw flavors of that dry wood, black pepper, baking spices, earthy bitterness, and subdued sweet raisins. Retro Haley still has that same black pepper, dry wood, bread, cream. Finish still medium in length, giving me that dry wood, bread, balanced black pepper. Strength and body, still at the medium mark. Moving on to the final third. It's for the most part a replica of that second third that I was tasting. Given that it's still a slightly more spice-centric than sweet. And also within that sweetness, it was no longer this like raisiny sweetness that I ID'd so clearly within the first two thirds, but it kind of morphed into this like a generic cream sweetness. It's still giving me mouth draw, other flavors of the dry wood, black pepper, baking spice, earthy bitterness. Retro still sitting around that black pepper, dry wood, bread, and cream. Finish also picks up that increase in black pepper in addition to the pre-existing dry wood and bread. And strength of body, just like the first couple of thirds, is just medium.
Yeah, initial draws for me brought primarily wood with a little bit of subtle sweetness to it. Half inch in, the wood note gained a little bit of darkness while that subtle sweetness remained. Inch in, some black pepper makes its way into the profile of slightly dark wood and subtle sweetness. And as the third was coming to a close, the profile was that slightly dark wood, a little bit of pepper and subtle sweetness, along with an underlying ashiness that was kind of in the background. And the strength was just slightly below medium. Getting into the second third, ashy note was becoming a bit more prevalent in the dark wood and the pepper notes remained. Sweetness had disappeared at that point. Half an inch in, the ashiness decreased while the dark wood moved back up front with some pepper and the aforementioned ashiness in the background. Retrohale carried a standard wood note along with a little bit of the ashiness. And as the third came to a close, a little bit of wood bitterness joined the wood, pepper, and the ashiness. And strength in the second third was right at medium. Getting into the final third, wood and the bitterness are up front with the pepper still in the background. At a half inch in, that bitterness drops down and allows the wood and the pepper to be the primary and the secondary flavors. And that's pretty much how, you know, how the cigar finished out, kind of maintained that same profile the rest of the way and strengthened the final third just slightly above medium. So getting a good performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
Really good. The burn, really good. Only downside was a minor touch-up that I had to do within the first third. Aside from that, sturdy white, like snow white ashes, averaging inch and a half increments, cool and slow burn the whole time. But then the draw, perfect. I thought it struck that perfect balance between having just enough airflow and resistance. So really good, well-bunched rolled cigar.
Yeah, the burn was slightly wavy, but maintained itself pretty well the whole way through. Ashes held on in one-inch increments. And in regards to the draw, just a little bit slightly tighter than I prefer, but not really any hindrance to the smoking experience. So just, you know, some small complaints, but nothing really big. So overall, what were your thoughts?
First of all, I was excited to smoke the cigar because I really enjoy the original Amazon Basin. Mm-hmm. So coming into this, I thought, and I think people that's going to pick this up are going to think, well, is it going to be as good as Amazon Basin for me to drop my coin on it, right? Drop some coin on it. I thought it was good. I thought the answer to that is yes. Is it an Amazon Basin? No, it's not. It's not meant to be. You know, based upon kind of what, true to kind of Rick Rodriguez's words, you know, this is supposed to deliver that same sweetness, but it's supposed to, you know, bring it all together with some spice. And I felt like that was exactly what the cigar did. You know, I think it's great. I mean, it's funny because checking out like Facebook groups and whatnot, like people are actually like cigar geeks. They're going out and buying boxes of this. So I totally recommend people buying this if you like the original Amazon Basin, but you wanted more of a well-rounded spice and earthiness to profile, then you should definitely pick this up.
Yeah, I was hoping for an equal or better experience than the Amazon Basin, but I didn't think I got that with this cigar. There was some slight sweetness at the front end of the cigar, but other than that, there wasn't much, you know, that made me identify with the unique tobacco that's used in this blend. Performance was pretty good, and strength and profile, I think, you know, be acceptable for most smokers. I think if you like the Amazon base, and it's definitely worth a try just to see if you get kind of a similar experience that you got from that cigar. But this one's a little bit of a miss for me. So I'm really looking forward to the Amazon Anaconda to kind of see how the trilogy wraps up with these cigars using that Bruñaca tobacco. So getting into the scores, I gave it a 5.50. You gave it a 7.07. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
It matches up pretty well. I thought the flavor profile was overall good. I thought the construction was even better. As a matter of fact, it was almost perfect. You know, this is what I want General to produce for the cigar enthusiasts in me and most cigar guys, right? Like, if I think it satisfies the taste of guys that just want to pick up a known brand, right, that General has. And it also satisfies cigar geeks. But anyways, within the score, yes, it's my expectation.
Yeah, mine matches up well. I mean, I gave it an average score across all the flavor components and overall, so it's exactly what it's supposed to be. You know, slightly bumped up because of very good construction, but otherwise, it was an average cigar. So the scoring, you know, works out perfect. Any other final thoughts from you on the cigar?
I want to smoke the Anaconda too. I think that's supposed to be more spice centric than sweet.
I think it's supposed to be a melding of the two cigars kind of together.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. Usually when you get to the third edition of anything, whether it be The Godfather or something else, it's always a huge letdown. So we'll have to see if they can, you know, redeem themselves in the third iteration. I mean, the first one was great. You thought the second one was good. It was a miss for me. So we'll see how number three goes, but I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, that menu, I can't get Sir Mix-a-Lot out of my friggin' head. It's just,
yes, exactly. Well, you can do a karaoke rendition when we do the recap on that one. So everybody will be on the lookout for that. So
let's do it. Facebook Live this.
Exactly. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Follow us on all social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcast as well, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.